Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She needs to get a piece of American Pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. Let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for a child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, you will defend that lady when I call you. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love things together. Dream about that crib with the good year queen. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. Know there's home girls and got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left straddling right this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my dick all in, I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy. Infidelity can be cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song, like bygones be bygones, you can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing? It's your boy, Brooklyn Kid. Live on Underrated Radio from the NYC. It's 11:04. 11:04 in the PM. Saturday night, August 1st. First day of August, so the month of August, 2015. Hope y'all doing good. Hope y'all had a good week. Hope y'all having a good weekend. And as well as a good night. Up at night, man, everything's been cooling. You know, I had a quite an interesting week, quite an interesting day. But also, yeah, let me throw this out right now. If you hear my voice or echoing in the background, just understand that the kid is not using the headphones today. My headphones is not working at the moment, or really not going to be working at all. You know, I don't know what's been going on with it for the past couple months. It hasn't been doing this job of, you know, doing what a headphone's supposed to do. So, yeah, I know usually when I'm doing the show, I have, like, you know, I have the headphones on as well as doing other things like listening to music or, you know, I'm talking on the phone and stuff. But today, no headphones. So just understand that y'all going to, you know, when y'all hear me, there might be an echo in the background of where I'm at, okay? It might. I don't know. I guess I'll know when I listen to it after the show is done and stuff like that. You know, I'd much rather have the headphones, to be very honest with you. I'm used to that. And he knows I find it more convenient for me rather than just me talking through the phone like, you know, of the old school way, you feel me? But, yeah. Also, another announcement I'm gonna throw out there. Next week, Saturday, won't be no show. There won't be no show next Saturday. I actually have another thing to attend to. The kids been, this like kids, about second or third shindig I've been to on a Saturday, you feel me? But this one is a more of a family gathering, and, you know, I got to go to that one, you feel me? Not just for the food, but, you know, for the family, whatever, you know. So I got to go see the fam, you feel me? And, you know, spend time with them and things of that nature. So, yeah, I hope y'all understand, you know. Hopefully, I will. What else? I actually wanted to throw out another announcement, but I think I'm away. I'm gonna put that off till it's actually set in stone. You feel me? Like, I don't want to bring it up right now and stuff. And next, you know, it don't happen. You feel me? So I'm just, I don't want to sound like fun flex. You feel me? Claim he's going to do something, it's going to be real high, and he ain't do it, you feel me? I'll do a joke with y'all, but, I mean, there goes the fun flex. You know, I ain't hating on homie. You know, whatever it is he's doing or didn't do, it's his business, you feel me? I don't listen to Hot 97 like that, or at all for that matter. Maybe I just watch the interviews, but Hot 97 not really my choice of, you know, radio station and listen to music, anything. So, I knew I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah. I just want to give a special shout-out to all my Jamaicans. Today is Jamaica's Emancipation Day. I big ups to all my yard men, my yard ladies, my, you know, yard kids. Big ups to all my Jamaicans, you feel me? Whether you live in Canada, Australia, America, England, Dubai, wherever. Germany, you feel me? Jamaica's all over. Norway, big ups to y'all, you know. Also, this Thursday is Jamaica's 53rd Independence Day, or, you know, 53 years of independence. It's Thursday, the 6th of August, so, again, another a special big ups to y'all and everything. I know a lot of craziness goes going on in Jamaica, you know, with all the killing and the, you know, and drug dealing and things of that nature. But despite all that nonsense that goes on, all that criminal activity that occurs over there, you know, Jamaica is a beautiful island. You know, it's a beautiful island. You know, the people there are cool and friendly. You know, it's just, they're real cool and down to earth, you know. Stuff like that, helpful, depending on who you are. And, you know, how much they might, you know, try to charge you. I'm just joking. I'll be joking. But nah, like, overall, man, Jamaicans, for the most part, Jamaicans are cool, and, you know, easy going people. And I've read, I know, and I've seen it in the airport, too. I know it's, I read somewhere that I think that Jamaica's number two or number three, the coolest country in the world. And I think Brazil is one or two. I don't remember. I think Brazil is two. Is ranked the second coolest country in the world. I have to look that up. Don't quote me on that. But I know Jamaica is on one of the is on one of the top coolest countries on this this world here. So yeah. Actually, I'm gonna take some calls and stuff. You know, I actually have a caller. This person been waiting for like 9 minutes. So I'm gonna let this person in. Calling him in 607. Yo, you on Underrated Radio?
What's up? What up? What up, man?
Always invite another.
Yo, Tony X, how you doing, bro?
You know who this is? It's the boss, boy. It's the
yeah, the boss. The boss, Underrated. Underrated Records, Underrated Radio. How you doing tonight, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, bro. You know what
boy,
I mean? I'm chilling. You know what I mean? Shout out to the host of Underrated Radio, Brooklyn Kid One. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
you know what it is.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Hey, I want to ask you a question, man. I want to ask you this question from a rapper's point of view, right? From a rapper's point of view, what you think about this Drake and Meek Mill situation that's going on, man? You know, Meek Mill just put out that response this to. The Drake the other day, and you know, people are highly disappointed in him and stuff. Like, what do you think about, you know?
What I think about the whole situation, I feel like it's WWE. Is you know, it's not real. It's just entertainment. But on one hand, I don't think Drake is a battle rapper. You know what I'm saying? He should just stay in his lane. As you know, Meek Mill came from the streets, you know what I'm saying, and he was battling and going through all the trials and tribulations of going through a grand hustle and, you know, being around, you know, being on state property and all that. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, to me, the whole battle is just a facade for people to just talk. You know, that's all it is. It's just something to have people talking. It's just for a show thing, you know what I mean?
But you don't think that people should feel a certain type of way about, you know, his response? A lot of people were just very, just downright, like, just turned off. You feel me? Like, they expected, cause you, like you said, you know, Meek Mill come his background is like, you know, he's from the streets, you know, he's supposed to be about bars when it comes to music. So people were expecting that from him. They just was not just, they were just miffed about it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, did you, when you heard the song, did you expect more out of him? Or was it just, like you said, he's like, oh, you know, just a publicity stunt. So it is what it is.
Well, to be honest with you, man, like to be literally honest, I listened to that Meek Mill diss, you know, and then I was just like, man, come on. Like, I mean, he did state some facts about Drake, you know, by saying that, you know, Diddy smacked him and, you know, punched him in his mouth. And, you know, but other than that, he just didn't say nothing else. It was just rhetoric. And I was just like, man, come on, Meek, like, you could have more to say about this dude than anything. You can talk about his Degrassi career. You could talk about the fact that, you know, he's from Toronto. You could have said anything more, like, punctual. You know, I understand you ain't going to go too personal because you don't want to go and lose fans or lose people that will probably have no type of respect, because right now we're in that age where everybody want to be politically correct. You know what I'm saying? So it's sad, man. It's really sad. As far as Drake, you know, Drake said certain things that was clever, but he could have did a little bit more better than what he was doing too. So it was just, you know, overall, I just felt like it was like a garbage battle. It was just something for people to just talk about and actually be like, ooh, ah, and people going to forget about it tomorrow.
You're right. I agree. I think it's somewhat of a, you know, some, but I mean, I've seen people on Facebook, you know, posting about it. I mean, people who I thought never would talk about it is actually talking about it, you know. It's crazy to me. I'm like, man, Meek and Drake? Like, I never would have thought about that. I never would have imagined that to happen. But, of course, you know, people are, like, saying how Drake, you know, Meek and himself would say how Drake write his own raps, which I don't really know if he does. He doesn't exactly write his own raps. I mean, then again, his music sounds kind of personable in a sense, so I'm like, I don't know, you know, that just don't seem to, you know, it just don't make too much sense. So what do you think about rappers that have ghostwriters and stuff? Do you think that's, you know, you think that's appropriate and stuff? Like,
people like this, you're the most, let's just say, Dr. Dre, ghostwriter. Diddy, ghostwriter. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean is, like, they have ghostwriters write for them. JD is the only one producer / rapper that can write his own lines. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody else don't really have, you know what I'm saying, like Diddy and them, they don't really have, you know, any type of bars to contribute. You know what I mean? They have to get somebody that is behind the scenes that is real nice to write for them. But when it comes down to Drake, I don't think he, you know, uses a ghostwriter. If he does, then that person is basically real good at, you know, talking about his emotional, you know, situations, as far as, you know what I mean, talking about all the girls that he broke up with or had feelings for or whatever, if that case may be, or even if he tried to get a little bit of gully or whatever like that. But I don't know. We don't know. We're not behind the scenes. I'm not behind the scenes in being in the studio with them. So I don't know as far as Drake goes, you know what I mean? But I know for a fact that Diddy and Dr. Dre and, like, certain people that's, you know, that's been, like, producing / you know, being a mogul, a rap mogul, you know what I mean? They get ghostwriters.
Yeah, I mean, they were not really rappers to begin with, like you said, because it's just, like, Diddy, you know, of course, you know, he worked, you know, I think he's more so, like, you know, behind the scenes kind of guy, you know, even though he was running the camera for Big. But, you know, guys like Diddy and Dre, they're not really raps to begin with like that. Even though Dre was on NWA, I think Dre more of a producer. So I can kind of see why, you know, they would need ghostwriters, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, as far as, you know what I'm saying, those two, but as far, you know, they use ghostwriters. But when it comes to Drake, I don't know.
I don't.
You know what I mean? So I can't really suspect him being, you know, if he has somebody that ghostwrites for him, I'm like, dang, whoever writes his music must be on an emotional rant from women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that stuff sound like, you know, it sounds like it's real personal and you know, and it's so cohesive. Yeah, he's rapping, you know, through the, you know, the emotions or whatever. But at the same time, Drake is a good actor. So, you know, I don't know. I haven't watched Degrassi before. But, you know, from the dealings of what people was telling me, like, you know, he's a good actor. So he might could act those emotions out on record. So who knows?
Man, that's true. That's true. But check this out. I'm about to go on a little break. So we definitely going to come back and have some more discussion on a couple other topics and things of that nature. So We'll be back on the Raider Radio.
Brought to you by adrenaline and good rap, black penitent, ball cap.
West.
We don't share the same synonym, far back.
West.
Been in it before internet had new acts. Mimicking radio's nemesis made me whack. My innocence limited, the experience lacked. 10 of us with no tentative tactic that cracked. The mind of a literate writer, but I did it in fact. You admitted it once I submitted it, wrapped in plastic. Remember scribbling, scratching, diligent sentences backwards, visiting freestyle ciphers for your reaction. Now I can live in this stadium, pack it the fastest. Gambling Benjamin benefit, sending in traffic, spinning women in cartwheels, linen fabric on fashion, winning in every decision. Kendrick is master that mastered it, isn't it? Lovely how menaces turn attraction, pivoting rappers, finishing fraction while writing blue magic. Thank God for rap. I would say it got me a pack, but what's better than that? The fact it brought me back home.
We've been waiting for you, waiting for you, waiting for you, waiting for you.
I know everything. I know everything, know myself, I know morality, spirituality, good and bad health. I know fatality, my haunt you. I know everything, I know Compton, I know street shit, I know shit that's conscious. I know everything, I know lawyers, advertisement, and sponsors. I know wisdom, I know bad religion, I know good karma. I know everything, I know history, I know the universe works mentally. I know the perks of bullshit, is it meant for me? I know everything, I know cars, clothes, hoes, and money. I know loyalty, I know respect, I know those that's unreal. I know everything, the highs, the lows, the groupies, the junkies. I know if I'm generous at heart, I don't need recognition. The way I'm rewarded, well, that's God's decision. I know you know that line for Compton School District. Just give it to the kids, don't gossip about how it's distributed. I know how people work. I know the price of life, I'm knowing how much it's worth. I know what I know, and I know it well not to ever forget. Until I realized I didn't know shit the day I came home.
We've been waiting for you.
I met a little boy that resembled my features. Nappy afro, gap in his mouth. Hand-me-down sneakers, bounce through the crowd. Running number home, men and women that crossed him. Sunbeaming on his BDBs, exhausted. Tossing footballs with his ashy black ankles. Breaking new laws, mama passed on home training. He looked at me and said, Kendrick, you do know my language. You just forgot because of what public schools had painted. Oh, I forgot, don't kill my vibe, that's right, you're famous. I used to watch on Channel 5, TV was taken. But never mind, you're here right now, don't you mistake it. It's just a new trip. Take a glimpse of your family ancestor, make a new list of everything you thought was progress, and that was bullshit. I know your life is full of turmoil, you're spoiled by fantasies of who you are. I feel bad for you, I can attempt to enlighten you without frightening you. If you resist, I back up quick, go catch a flight or two. But if you pick destiny, hope for rest in peace, then be an advocate. Tell your homies, especially, to come back home.
I was thinking about, what's her name?
definitely forgot to mention this in the beginning of the show. Bobby Christina Brown, you know, I should say the late Bobby Christina Brown, you know, passed away last, when was it, last Sunday? Yeah, last Sunday. They reported that she died. Y'all know about, you know, her little situation. It's past almost 5 months, almost 6 months, I should say. They all, you know, she, just like her mom did back in 2012, yeah. And, you know, she's been in the hospital under rehab for months. You know, they say it's drug overdose or I don't know if it's a homicide, whatever it is, but it just goes to show you, man, what drugs can do to you, man. And sometimes if you're around individuals that participate in that activity, you know, it could definitely rub up on you. Or you can be passed down to you, especially if your parents are doing it and stuff. And it's not saying that everybody who has a family that partaking drug use is gonna end up a drug addict. Nah, it's not to say that. We have people who never grew up in that lifestyle or never grew up seeing that lifestyle that picked it up. Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate that they picked it up and stuff. But I mean, girl was young, you feel me? She was mad young. And I don't know too much about it, you feel me? Because I don't want to say, oh, she, you know, she was depressed from the loss of her mom. I mean, then again, you know, you only got one mama. You know what I mean? When you're young and you lose one or both of your parents, you know, it takes a toll on you. So maybe that could have been it. I don't know. But, again, it's just very sad that she, you know, she had to go so young. You know what I mean? And I hope her, I send my condolences to the family, you know, to Bobby and, you know, just to everybody, especially with Bobby, he got to bury his own daughter, his own child, you feel me? Like, wow, you know, I don't think any parent should do that. But then again, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Got to live your life to the fullest. You know, of course, you're going to have, I assume one might have morals and integrity. But still, you know, live your life to the best way you can. I know I said that last week. You know, only have like a minute and 49 seconds left. So I'm just actually going to end this. I'm going to let X in. I'm going to see if he wants to say anything else. And yo, X, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
You want to say anything else to the audience or something before we conclude the show?
Well, you know, I just want to give another shout-out to Brooklyn Kid once again. Shout-out to those who was listening. You know what I mean? Shout-out to everybody that messed with Unreal Records. You know, I appreciate all the love and everything, but besides that, I'm out. Yeah.
I appreciate that, you know, and I appreciate everybody for listening, tuning in. Thanks, bro, for the, you know, for the opportunity for hosting the show.
No doubt.
And definitely make sure y'all know that next week is no show. Again, you know, definitely going to have another show, I believe, on the 15th is the next show, yeah, the 15th of August, which is, of course, y'all know, the regular Saturday. You know what I mean? So I hope you have a good night, a good weekend, and a certainly a blessed and prosperous week. And again, I'll see y'all the 15th of August at 11 o'clock in the evening. All right? Y'all peace out. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Peace.